Business Class is brought to you by the Tourism Academy, harnessing the power of science, business psychology, and adult education to advance the tourism industry and build sustainable economies. Learn how to engage your community, win over stakeholders, and get more visitors at tourismacademy.org.
Steve Ekstrom, host of the Business Class podcast, and today's guest is none other than the fantastic, famous Fred Dixon from NYC and Company, and newly appointed chair of Destinations International. Welcome to Business Class, Fred.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It is an honor to be here, and I wish I'd been here sooner. So thank you for having me on.
So when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, that's a good question. You and I have known each other a long time. You probably know some of my story. I grew up in the business, actually. My family runs a small hotel in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which my mom still runs to this day. She's been the GM for 53 years. So I grew up in the business, not really thinking about working in the business. I wanted to be an attorney because my uncle was an attorney and he was a bit of a hero to me on some level, until I realized he was a bit of a unicorn in that space. Not all attorneys are Matlock like he was. And so I decided that at the last minute not to go to law school and came home and fell back into the family business and ended up in the Commission and Visitors Bureau in Gatlinburg. And the rest is history. I fell in love with this side of the business. I mean, it's interesting. We just had a conversation this morning internally about how most of us got into this business by happenstance. You don't necessarily know about the DMO space per se coming up in school. And I think we have a real opportunity there. But for me, it was the best thing that could have ever happened. I mean, I found my life's joy early, and I've been fortunate to really make a solid career out of it.
What has been your best day at work?
Oh my goodness, my best day at work. I think most of them are best days at work. I mean, I will say, not to be a cop out, I really enjoy the work that we do here every day. I enjoy my colleagues. Having worked in New York, I mean, it is such a remarkable community here of people that really support each other. This community, I think, is unique in that way. Gosh, I don't know if I can point at one single day. There's been so many moments, right? There's been highs and lows throughout my career, certainly here in New York. I'm coming up on 10 years this fall as CEO, 15 years with the organization, which is hard to imagine. But there's been a lot of good days. I think there's been quite a few moments. That's what keeps us going, right? That's what makes us want to continue to do the work that we're doing. There are moments when you see people enter our industry, when they first come in contact with our organization or first start to work with tourism, you blink your eyes, it's 5 years later and they're now serving on your board. The pipeline that tourism offers for businesses to excel, to succeed, to build, to become engaged, to find new audiences is enormous. And it takes work. It takes a lot of coordination between CVBs and community, but there is so much potential and opportunity here. Tourism makes such a positive difference in individuals' lives and business lives across the community. There are just countless examples of that. I look at our membership and I look at our partners and I see so many folks that we've come up in the industry with that have built lives and families out of this industry, and they continue to do great things and mentor others. There are continuous moments of give back and recognition. I'm going to have to start making journal entries so I can give you better answers on those examples. But there are countless. There are countless.
What would you say are the three greatest skills that one needs to be in a role like yours?
To be a successful CEO, certainly in today's world, requires a lot of compassion. I think compassion for others. I think compassion for the work, compassion for the struggles that we all go through. We certainly know the toll that the pandemic's taken on mental health, for example. I think we have to be compassionate. I think empathy is an important one as well, understanding the positions that others have and where they come from. I think being strong, I think the strength of character and the strength to stand up for what you believe is right is really important. I mean, every day you have an opportunity for your morals or for your character to be challenged in one way or another. And so we have tremendous responsibilities as leaders in this industry to set examples and to be leaders and to stand up for what is right. So for me, it's very much about empathy. It's about compassion. And it's about, I think, strength of character.
How do you balance your stakeholder groups? You know, you're beholden to the community. You're beholden to elected officials. You have a membership organization. How do you balance all of that?
Yeah, and you see that very clearly, right? You've had insight into all of the pieces of the business. It's a puzzle. It is definitely a puzzle. I mean, I think as tourism boards or CVBs or DMOs, we do have a variety of stakeholders. I mean, the members are at the core. They're certainly paying their dues. They're engaging in your programs. They're keeping the programs alive and moving. And then you have obviously government and the stakeholders, which are key, not only to funding, but also to political support and keeping policy and dialogues around policy moving. Those are certainly key. We increasingly have stakeholders in the business community outside of tourism and hospitality, outside of our membership, that have stakes in the greater community. And it is a balance. It's a constant balance. And I think you have to stay true to your mission. I think you have to have a clear understanding of who are your top priorities in terms of your focus, because it can be very easy to be distracted. We, on one hand or another, we serve all of those communities. And it takes a while to really grasp that at its fullest. I know a lot of my colleagues, when they come into the organization, and we tell them it's going to take a moment for you to onboard and to really fully get a grasp of the breadth and depth of the work that's done, because it touches on so many segments. And it is on average about a year for folks to really fully comprehend everything we do, from the licensing work we do for other city agencies to our partners in the trade, both on the meetings and convention side and obviously the leisure travel side, our partners in the media, our marketing partners, our content creators, the vendors that we use that help us run our programs, our members, government at every level, local, city, state. Of course, in New York, we have the five boroughs. So you have leadership in every five borough. In each one of the five boroughs, there are a number of stakeholders that we have to keep in touch with and communicate with. And it is, to me, that is some of the most exciting work. It requires, I think, a real focus on balance of messaging. And it certainly keeps you on your toes.
What do you think is the biggest area of opportunity for destinations?
We live in complicated times, right? You know, I mean, there's a lot of dialogue. You were with us in Dallas last week at DEI. You could say on one hand, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. Travel is recovering nicely in many regards. Here in New York, we're about 92 to 94% back in terms of volume of visitors overall this year, if the forecast holds through the end of the year, which I think it probably should. Domestic travel is strong. We've got a little area of growth in the international category. But we have a lot of challenges domestically when it comes to divisiveness in politics. Our nation is becoming increasingly divided in ways that are just shocking and surprising on many levels. These are the issues that we're increasingly having to Ellie Westman from Westman Chin from Madison, Visit Madison, who is chairing the foundation now and is a dear friend of mine. She and I worked together in the 90s. We were talking the other day and she said, I would never have imagined that the debate around abortion would impact my work in tourism. But yet here we are. And this is where we find ourselves today as politics is increasingly colliding with our everyday lives. And so I think there are a number of challenges on our plate that we have to address today. We in the industry are firmly anti-boycott. So we're not going to say don't travel there, because that hurts small businesses. It hurts our colleagues. It hurts some of the same people that we're looking to help. So I firmly agree with that policy and position. But we have to find ways to increase dialogue. And we have to find ways to find compromise. And so I think when you and I were starting in this business, it was about butts and seats, right? I mean, we used to talk about how do we sell more tickets? How do we sell more burgers? How do we book more hotel rooms, book more theater tickets, whatever the case may be. But today it is about all of that still and more, right? Balancing issues, increasing concern about the environment. There is not an RFP that we work on here for a group, especially in the international space, that doesn't ask about sustainability and climate policy, both at the facility level and the city level. So there are, and much of those issues are out of our control from a policy perspective, right? We're not setting policy for the city at large in these areas. So we have to be advocates. And that list of advocacy is growing longer by the day. And we have to recognize what we can do and what we can't do, maximize our resources and our messaging opportunities to try to make the industry better and stronger and more resilient. Because these issues, they may be tilted one way today, they could certainly tilt back the other way tomorrow. So we have to be thoughtful about our work, keep the eye on what is best for our community, increasing economic impact for our members, making sure that we're doing the right thing in terms of serving traditionally underrepresented communities and trying to spread economic prosperity as far as we can. There, to me, some of that work is, I think, some of the greatest work we'll ever do in the sense of its impact, its legacy, the way we choose to spend our time and resources, and how are we going to leave this world a little bit better than we found it. So those are things we never thought we'd have to reckon with. But I also believe that we are put in a place and time for a reason, oftentimes. And I think our lives paths have brought us to these places, and we have to rise to those occasions in terms of how we help hopefully leave the world a little better than we found it.
What would be your reason then?
My reason for getting up every day? For rising. I think we're lucky to have the jobs that we have, to work in this amazing industry, because you asked me earlier about, was there one day that I saw the impact? And it really is almost every day. I think there are so many opportunities that we have to make a difference. And if we're doing things the right way, hopefully, you will see those results in the short or the near term. And we do see that. And that's a credit, I think, to everyone in this industry. I think to my colleagues, I'm just the one that gets to sit in the seat at the moment and help guide the ship. But there are it takes a whole team to do this work. And I'm fortunate to have colleagues that have a great compass and that want to do what's right by the community. And so I never have to second guess their decision making in all of those regards. And so for me, it is what do I get to engage in today? I mean, this morning we got to launch Restaurant Week at a great small business on Flatbush Avenue in the heart of Brooklyn that had gone through a horrible fire, obviously went through the tough times of the pandemic like every other restaurant in the city, and it has bounced back and serves delicious barbecue, by the way. If you've not been to Morgan's on Flatbush in Brooklyn, I encourage you to do it. And we were able to bring all the press and media and a number of content creators, influencers there with the mayor to launch Restaurant Week today. And it was moving for them. They saw the benefit of hosting and helped us launch this program. And that's the kind of work that you get to do in a DMO each and every day that we never take granted for. We never take it for granted, I should say.
Who do you look up to as a mentor?
Oh my goodness. We have a number of them, I think, in our industry at every level. I think there are folks that we've worked with throughout our careers. I've learned a lot from so many people. You take and you give from every relationship that you have. I worked for Butch Spiridon in Nashville in the mid-90s. Butch just retired, and we got to celebrate him a little bit last week at DI. And there are so many of us that went through his shop. And I learned how to take every situation to the fullest, to not take anything for granted, and to remain scrappy, which I think has really benefited me here in New York in a lot of ways. And he was a tremendous mentor to me. Chris Thompson of Brand USA has been a great mentor. Elliot Ferguson in Washington has been a great friend and mentor. We support each other. Martha Sheridan in Boston is very much the same. Brad Dean in Puerto Rico, Julie Coker in San Diego. A lot of my DMO colleagues, I had breakfast this morning with Burkhard Kiker, the head of tourism in Berlin, who is I think, a visionary and also inspires me. Enver Dumini in Cape Town, South Africa. He and I have supported each other throughout our careers and learned from each other. And again, I mean, we're so fortunate to work in this industry and to have this exposure to meet these great leaders. And I take inspiration from just about each and every one of them.
How would you like your staff to describe you?
Oh my goodness. In positive terms, hopefully. This sounds really trite, and I know it's on t-shirts today and I should have one on probably, but I would hope that people would see me as an advocate for kindness. I think our world needs more kindness today. And I think it's such a simple principle, but if we just treat each other in this world with kindness, I think so much more good will come. I've tried to be a good steward for this organization, and hopefully they see that. I've tried to be fair and judicious in my decisions that I've made and really support my team. I hope at the end of the day, they just say that he was a good guy.
Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Yeah, where are you today? I am so envious of this nomadic lifestyle you've adopted. I've not had a chance to really talk about it. I love that you did this.
It has been a great adventure. Although I found out this morning, or I realized this morning, the solar panel from my roof had gone missing.
Oh, no. What do you think that means?
Yeah, it's gone. It was there. It's not anymore. I'm in Texas still on a lake. And it was Women's Weekend here at the campground. So there were a lot of handsome ladies around who were an absolute delight.
I love that.
Yeah, they were quite fun. Is there anything I didn't ask that you wish I did?
One, congratulations on your success. I'm proud of the work you do. We don't get to see each other very much or interact, but I follow you from afar, as you know, and I'm super proud to know you and to see you do well and to find this happiness, which you seem to have found, which I think is wonderful. And
It's medication, Fred. It's medication.
Hey, look, we do what we got to do. No questions. No questions asked. It's a complicated world. I want to thank you for doing the work that you're doing. I think it's terrific that you're getting to spread what you learned here in New York, and you worked as hard or harder than anybody here in growing your business and having an impact. And you've made it into a career that is helping others. You're getting to see the world and traveling around. I think it's so cool. And I'm excited for you. And you need to come back to New York and see us at some point.
We'll have to find a good parking spot for that.
I was just thinking parking might be a challenge, but I'll come get you in New Jersey.
Oh, fantastic. If folks want to learn more or stay in touch with you and NYC Tourism.
So check out our new website, which just relaunched. So thank you for that little plug. It's nyctourism.com. I encourage you to check it out. Feel free to reach out if I can ever help.